Thank you, Honourable Members. We're going to resume our meeting. Colleagues, the next item is in terms of the Critical Infrastructure Bill. There was also a research document made available to members on the proposed amendments suggested by the NCAP. I don't know whether our research wants to go through those, but let's maybe go to the department immediately. any member of the department, that input. The members then discuss it then, in terms of the proposals from the NCOP, each honorable market, and then honorable Dede.
Thank you, Chairperson. That's just a good question. Cyber security and cyber crime. What does that say? Actually, it's your remote security and your end of crime. It's difficult to get an understanding of what difference that would make, and is it a major change to the bill, or what does it mean? The same as applies to scooting, security of business. Maybe there's a reason that is given why Parliament shouldn't scrutinize whatever regulation is proposed. If there's any reason, maybe we can ask.
Thank you, Honourable Martin, Honourable Bailey, and Honourable Abachi. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Pogba.
Thank you, Chair. So it sounds like, if my recall is correct, at the time that this committee was dealing with the bill, there wasn't yet clarity as to what the roadmap for dealing with cybercrime issues was. That's why we had the tentative provision for coming here first and then being referred and charged to the first. So it sounds like there's now clarity on the part of the Minister and the state's security departments that they want to take this on, and that's why they're doing. Okay, just to double check that. Yeah, and Chair, I think my comments and I guess query is similar to Honourable Marquez. There's been a dilution, I would call it, of that clause 27 provision around parliamentary scrutiny, because although it wouldn't be for the committee to approve or reject regulations from the minister, I think there is an issue that speaks to the goodwill relationship between the legislature and the executive. When the minister submits draft regulations to the committee, so the committee can scrutinize and make commentary on them before they are finalized. Whereas notification is a more, it feels slightly more dismissive, as in a done deal, it's a fait accompli, and then it just gets chucked to the committee to say, hey, go look at that. So I really would urge that this committee sort of take back its power when it comes to oversight in that regard. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Motobachi, and then Honourable Farabana.
Yes, that's true. I'm also on scrutiny. If the scrutiny is deleted, what will come in the place of the scrutiny? Does it mean there won't be any scrutiny? What will happen? Yes.
Thank you very much, Honourable Codebana.
Someone else's mic on the menu? No? I don't know what it is. Anyway, you can hear me, okay? I don't know why it's doing that. Two things. It says, and this is in the research paper, on page 2 of that document, it says the minister indicated that aspects related to cybersecurity are to be reviewed. So am I to take it from that the minister was actually in the meeting with guiding the deliberations, which are now given back to us? Because he's now announced it's already going to be made, so what the National Assembly Police Portfolio Committee says is irrelevant, because he's already declared from God that he's going to do this. I find it most unprocedural and bizarre. And right out of that comes this business of the regulations, which this committee has, over the last decade, said over and over and over. Every time we pass a bill, that in the regulations things have slipped through that we had agreed not to have in the book. And so the agreement was always the regulations would come here so that we can go through them inch by inch and make sure nothing odd has slipped through. And here again, now I don't know if it's the minister saying to them, you must say this, but I'm quite irate that what we wanted and what we've always determined, there's now an attempt to undermine. So I'm 100% against that.
Thank you, members. Is the input, the response from the department? You are welcome.
Thank you, Chair, honourable members. With regard to the cybercrimes and cyber security bill, we were advised by the state law advisor there that the cyber security issue would be taken out. Now, the cyber security issue dealt with the declaration of critical information infrastructure. And that was something that was to run parallel with the critical infrastructure, which is the physical world. And apparently the Justice Committee felt that the cyber security issue of the critical information infrastructure was not ready to be enacted, I suppose. So that bill only refers now to cyber crimes, which is why the references in this bill have to be deleted. And I think the Minister on our advice just indicated that cyber security issues need to be removed from the bill simply because the cyber security matter is not involved in this bill, that deals only with physical infrastructure and not information infrastructure. With regards to the scrutiny, I think the committee felt that the scrutiny wasn't clear. But I think this committee debated the issue in length. So the department has no specific opinion on that. And to retain scrutiny would definitely not affect the manner in which we propose to organize it. I think that answers the question.
Thank you very much, Brigadier, for that. Members, is there any further discussion?
No.
On the market?
I would suggest that we return to
Chair.
Yes, thank you.
I have been through this once before.
Yeah.
And I, as I recall, if the National Assembly disagrees with any section of the NPOP changes, there's got to be some sort of negotiation meeting between us and the NPOP or members thereof. But I think we'd better look up the rules, because I don't think we can simply say, oh, we'll just ignore that. I don't think it quite works like that.
So, Corrige, if you can maybe go to the research note of the research, it's on page 4, the indication of the process. Maybe you want to take us to that? Maybe just also another question to the department. My attention was brought to the note by the researcher on page 3 to 5 regarding the definitions. The fact that the changes with regard to emotional infrastructure. So the question is, does the infrastructure definition become superfluous? Should it stay? And also the issue of security measures and cyber response to it. Can we maybe just get input from the department on that? Should we change also the definitions? Yes or no?
Chairperson, the proposal there is correct. We will definitely look at the first definition of infrastructure. The highlighted and the italicized part there should definitely come out. The second definition of security measures relates to any physical structures. So that part will still be relevant for this bill, and we will propose that the B paragraph in that definition is retained, and then on the next page 4, with a clause 12, sub-clause 8, it is proposed that sub-clause 8 be deleted.
Thank you very much for that. Colleagues, any discussion on those proposals? On the
Okay. I'm sorry. That was Nicolette's idea.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, to ensure that we move forward on this item, so there is agreement that we will ask the department to go back and then prepare a document for Friday, what we call the CBOL, that will then include those consequential amendments as indicated by the NCOP, although we will stay with scrutiny, and also those in terms of the definitions.
Yeah.
Is that fine with members?
I think we agree to the final one.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Then we will informally table that before we start with the other processes on Friday, just to ensure that we deal with that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Over here.
Okay, just on a technical aspect, the department will propose a so-called C list for the amendments. Not the C vote.
Yeah, C list.
C list, and you come up with a D vote? D vote.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, colleagues, for the discussion. Colleagues, then we come to the last item of the day, that is the Eastern Cape draft report adoption. So we'll give members an opportunity then to go to page one in terms of anything you want to add or nothing that would. Okay. Short report, Eastern Cape report. So let's go to page one. We'll give opportunity to this honorable Kalabana.
I'm sorry. Where's the list that you told me at the beginning? Who was there and who attended and the date and the whole. It looks like a briefing document and not a report, yeah.
Yeah, I think in that case, let's give the opportunity to the units to ensure that that is included as the pro forma, and then we deal with the case. Let's try to do that.
Okay.
That we have got. Is there any other suggestions? On the market.
If we were to adopt, is it not only those people who were there who can adopt?
No, the whole committee as usual, it's like any committee report. But what we are proposing, this item will now stand over to give an opportunity to the research unit as well as the committee section just to do the usual pro forma.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's any suggestion from members as well, please do that and they will deal with it at a later stage.
Okay.
So thank you very much, honorable members. We will then meet on Friday at 9 o'clock in B475. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.